beginning diagnostics readout. Suitable oxygen levels both in and outside of pod. Check. Heart rate, 54 beats per minute, but rising as expected. Blood pressure is 120 over 80, surprisingly average. All right, should be all good to go. Opening cryodormancy pod in 3, 2.
God, my neck is killing me. Cam, how am I supposed to get comfortable in a pod?
Well, we made it, sleepyhead. You'll be able to get up and stretch in a second. We've arrived just a few clicks away from XTE-499's timeline. Reformation abroad has begun.
We're here already? It felt like I just went to sleep.
Oh, quit complaining. You're lucky you got to sleep. I had to sit idle while you snored for 20 years.
What? 20 years? And do I snore?
I'm afraid so, Dean. You sawed logs for 2 decades. And I'm lucky it was only that long. Normally, in order to travel that long of a distance, you would have to travel for many thousands of years. But using wormhole technology, something called the Streamliner is able to make it about a 20-year journey. Hence the name.
Does that mean I'm already in my 50s now?
Technically, yes, but the state of cryodormancy has maintained your body's same level of vigor as when we left Earth. And that's to say, whatever vigor you had remaining after a decade of cheap booze and processed meat snacks. Come on, Dean, you're better than that.
You've obviously never had pickled pig's feet before. They're delicious.
All members of Team 119, please make your way forward into your designated common space.
Guess that means me.
Now entering common space.
I would like some sort of external handler and not the team lead. Can someone explain this to me?
Quiet, Dawn! Once you all enter the common space, take your seat at the table.
Dean, you see that little USB-looking plug over on your side of the table? Enter that into the port in front of you. This will let me talk to everyone.
All right, let's start with the introductions. My name is Warden John W. Danielson, but you all can call me Warden John.
Warden John, would you mind telling the team a little more about yourself, maybe?
Not much else to say, Chief.
Warden John has been a member of the Reformation Abroad program since its inception. He was a warden at Riverbend Maximum Security Prison in Nashville, Tennessee, before the start of this program 14 years prior to our voyage. He's the longest tenure member of the program and has been around...
Someone spill coffee on that computer thing so he learns to not talk about someone's age.
Sorry, John. Let's go around the team, shall we? I'll start with me. I'm the computer automated monitoring for Team 119, but you can call me Cam. Now, I can be hooked into different speakers for you all to hear, but normally I'm stationed inside of a device that's placed on your team lead, who you all will meet in a second. Let's start with our external handler. This is the member of the squad that will be focused on latching onto disposal crates. If they don't correctly connect to the crates, the mission can't even really begin. Mark, we'll start with you.
Yeah, my name's Mark Cadwell. Been in the States for 10 years or so. Mostly spent time in Pittsburgh with my dad. I always liked the idea of going to space when I was a kid, but I never thought I'd actually make it up here. Honestly, I didn't figure I'd see much time outside of Albion Prison. Life's a funny game, I guess.
Next, we'll learn more about the internal handler. These are the folks that transfer the disposal crates from the posterior of the ship to the front. From here, they'll be tasked with the release and launch of the crates past the tide line and into the black hole. Pierre, you're next. Or can I call you Pete?
Not Pete. Pierre. From Cameroon. That's about it. Here with my boy Donnie. He's got my back. I got his.
Great segue, Pete. Donnie is our chief pilot, with Dean acting as our team lead. These two are the ones that'll be guiding you, with a little help from Warren John and myself, throughout the completion of this mission. Donnie?
Pierre said it fine. He's my dude. All we got is each other. It was that way when we was in Cook County. It's that way up here. Ready to get to work.
And old Dino, the team lead.
Not really sure that I fully grasp the fact that we just all woke up in space, but I feel like we've got a chance to do something great for ourselves and our families. I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Very nice speech, Dean. It sounded like you were practicing that for the entire 20 years of dormancy. Now, you all will have plenty of time to get more acquainted with each other, but now it's time to head into the atrium. Is that correct, Warden?
That's right. Everyone needs to head through the hall in 5 minutes. Till then, do what you need to do. Rehydrate, shake off some of those cobwebs. Just be where you need to be, and don't make my first day awake up here an eventful one.
Now entering hangar.
Okay, Dean, get your troops in order. They've got a space on the floor marked for each of your team members.
It looks like the grocery store line markers during the pandemic. I remember my dad telling me about that.
Yeah, but I doubt the Weasel Mart in Cooper's Creek use these kind of LED floor markers, though.
Whoa, how do you know about the Weasel Mart?
Good evening, gentlemen. I know you can't tell that it's evening up here, but I hope that you all have had a solid wake-up period. Some of you may still be waking up. We won't be doing any serious work today, just a discussion about tomorrow's endeavor. Tonight, you all will be briefed on your mission, head back to your team's quarters, eat, and rest up for a sharp 6 a.m. wake-up call. Now, please, take a look at this message from the GPA about tomorrow's objective.
You are ready to take on one of the worst crises that the world has ever faced. During the well-intentioned push for making gasoline vehicles obsolete, a few car producers experimented with nuclear power cores. We now know that some of these businesses cut corners, and the manufacturers made it so consumers could not dispose of these cores in an easy and suitable manner. These are what you'd find if you'd opened up the disposal crates, although the radiation you'd face upon opening one of these crates would be instantly fatal. Tomorrow, each team will load into their disposal pods for the first time. You will latch onto one disposal crate at a time, drag it to the tide line, and launch it into XTE-499. You'll repeat that process 2 more times before returning. Good luck and safe travels during your first official Reformation Abroad voyage.
One more note. Swearing on my ship is absolutely forbidden. We're already hauling nuclear filth in those crates. We don't need any filth spewing out of our own mouths. Your state-of-the-art G-suits include a monitoring collar that uses powerful AI technology to track the use of these swears, and will reprimand you accordingly if they are picked up. You can find a list of forbidden words in your team's handbook. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow morning for the launch. You're dismissed.
You all can eat your supper and then head into your sleeping pods. Lights out in 1 hour.
Now entering common space.
You know, I know we still have lights out and stuff, but this ain't nearly as bad as before.
Yeah, well, I never complain much about lights out. That's just when the wardens can't see you.
And what about you, Cam? Monitoring is literally the last part of your name.
I'm more of a personal monitor. Kind of like an assistant more than a snitching machine. This crew is pretty thin, even if they are well-funded. They don't have time to micromanage every word you say. Well, as long as they're not swear words.
Well, that's a relief.
I told you back in Marion that I saw him, didn't I? I can't believe it, man.
Look, I didn't think he'd have made it all the way out of Cook. I figured they wouldn't have let him in for what he's done since he'd been locked up.
We left that place because it wasn't safe for us no more. Where are we supposed to go now?
Yelling about it ain't gonna make any difference.
Whoa, guys, what's up?
Ain't shit. Nothing you can do about it, Whitey.
Hey, D, we ain't got nothing against him up here. He could help us.
And do what, exactly?
Better have him on our side than against us. What are we gonna do? Fight him too?
All right. We thinking we've been followed up here.
To space?
Look, I get that it sounds wild, but this cat don't play around, man. If you knew him like we knew him, you'd get it.
His name is King. Or at least that's what we know him as.
You said that you thought he couldn't get up here because of what he's done before. You mean back in Chicago?
King ran the biggest crew in Cook County Jail. Ruthless. Put a hit out on Pierre just before we bounced. Figured we'd wait it out up here.
And you reckon he's up here to finish the hit himself?
I don't know what he wants, or if he knows we're up here. But if he does know, all 4 of us better hold it down. Even that little robot in your head ain't safe with him up here.
Yeah, Dean, this King guy doesn't sound very fun.
I don't like the sound of this guy at all. The best thing we can do is exactly what you said. Hold it down and try to get some rest.
Now entering
Good morning, Dean. Wake up.
Cam, what do you want? What is it?
Again, good morning. It's a few minutes until the wake-up call, but I figured that I'd let you know a few things about our situation.
Man, I haven't slept that good in a while.
I've got to tell you about something that I dug up last night while you were asleep.
What's that?
I did some searching into the files of this guy named King. Donnie wasn't kidding around about him being ruthless. Apparently back on Earth, a guy and his crew ended up taking a bite of food before King did at dinner, and King ripped out his tongue.
How'd he convince them to let him up here?
Now, that wasn't clear, but it wouldn't surprise me if he greased a couple of palms to get to this point. To make things worse, he's the team lead of Team 117. That's only two away from us, so it's extremely likely that you guys are going to cross paths.
What did our guys do to piss him off so much?
Now, that wasn't in the file, but I'll keep digging and try to find out.
All right, campers, rise and shine. Make your way back into the atrium after everyone is awake and accounted for. And follow the guides to the hangar for your first departure. I'll see y'all when you return.
External handler set.
Set.
Internal handler set.
All set.
Great. Donnie? You ready to roll?
As I'll ever be. Don't go getting us killed, country boy.
Let's get after it then. Cadwell, Pierre, begin latching procedures.
Latching complete.
Donnie, warm up thrusters.
Activating. Fire when ready.
And now! How do I know how to do all this? It feels like muscle memory.
Well, like I said, after a 20-year journey through space, you had a lot of time to subliminally learn this stuff.
How much longer till we're at the tide line?
Pulling up to it now.
Great, Donnie. Reverse thrusters and keep them warm. We won't be here long.
Stabilizing thrusters at a safe distance from XTE-499.
Pierre, transfer disposal crate to the front of the ship.
Sequence started. Ready to fire the crates. Good work today, boys. Last crate going out now.
Absolutely. Donnie, let's turn this around and head home.
Dean, hold on. I'm getting a distress signal from Team 118. Do you have a visual on them? They should be at your 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I see them. Connect to their channel.
Connecting now.
This is 118. I repeat, this is 118. We need help. Something went wrong with the unlatching. We're getting dragged to the tide line. If any units are nearby, fire your emergency connecting wires on our pod. 117, 119. Do either of you copy, please?
Come in, 118. This is 119. We have a visual on you. Cam, how quickly can we navigate to be in position to connect with their pod?
My radar says that they'll be far past the safe distance from XTE-499 by the time that we'll be close enough to fire a connecting cable. Dean, we've got like a 6% possibility of even connecting. I do not think we'll be able to make it.
Damn! 117! 117! Do you have a better angle at reaching them in time? Our radar shows you much closer.
117? You mean...
Hello, team lead. Please call me King. No, I'm afraid this is too risky of a maneuver for our crew. Our cam gives us only a 77% chance of pulling them back over the tide line.
Their lives are on the line, King.
I suppose we haven't been acquainted yet, 119, but you'll soon come to learn that I only deal in certainties.
We're losing time here, people!
King, do something!
The pool's getting stronger here, people! Oh no!
Jesus! Did they just get...
Yeah. Cam. Disconnect us from the distress signal.
Sure thing, Dean. I'm sorry about that, buddy. I am, however, picking up another distress signal, but this one is further off and way off the path of any disposal pods. Take a look at the radar and see what you can make of it. Some sort of an anomaly.
An anomaly?
Yeah, something that shouldn't be there. Something that's out of place.
And it's sending something back on the Reformation or broad channels?
Your guess usually isn't as good as mine, but in this case, I think it might be.
How long would it take us to get there? That's so strange. First we lose a ship, and now this?
Well, it's too long to get there and get back to the ship without anyone noticing. You'd be gone too long. Maybe it's best to just put a pin in that, or better, probably just to forget it altogether.
I'll talk it over with the crew when we get back. Let's go.
You've listened to Reformation Abroad, proudly produced by Stoveleg Media. Be sure to like Reformation Abroad on Facebook, and if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. Your reviews and your support will help get this show to a second season of production.